Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is warning that the recent collapse of a dam in southern Ukraine could have severe consequences for a nearby nuclear power plant. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports the water from the dam's reservoir is essential to keeping the critical systems working.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant uses water from the reservoir to cool its reactors and the emergency generators used to keep other systems running. Following the collapse of the Kakhovka Dam, the reservoir is now in the process of draining. Within days, it appears the water level may be too low for the nuclear plant to use it. The head of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, warns that if the plant loses all access to water, fuel inside the reactors could start to melt down.
However, our current assessment is that there is no immediate risk to the safety of the plant.
Grossi says a cooling pond at the plant may be able to provide the necessary water for a few months, assuming nothing happens to it. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is set to launch his second run for president tonight in New Hampshire. Josh Rogers from New Hampshire Public Radio reports Christie is expected to emphasize the need for Republicans to reject former President Donald Trump.
Christie endorsed Donald Trump after he dropped out of the 2016 campaign following a poor finish here in New Hampshire. Christie went on to lead Trump's transition team, but later became an outspoken critic, particularly after Trump refused to accept his loss to Joe Biden. Christie's positioning himself as the lone GOP candidate willing to aggressively take on the former president. Christie's entrance into the race for the Republican nomination comes a day after New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, another Trump supporter turned critic, decided against joining the fray. Among other things, Sununu cited a concern that a large Republican field of candidates would end up helping Trump win. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord.
In a move that's shaking up the world of men's professional golf, the PGA Tour has agreed to merge with its Saudi-backed rival, LIV Golf. NPR's Emily Olson reports the merger will end all pending litigation between the two leagues.
The PGA Tour had long been the dominant force in professional golf. That changed last year when a new league, bankrolled by the Saudi Crown Prince, lured away some of the best players with millions in contracts and prize funds. The two groups traded lawsuits and bitter accusations, which some fans said distracted from the game as a whole. In a surprise announcement on Tuesday, the rival leagues said they had agreed to merge alongside the European DP World Tour. The three-way agreement creates one collectively owned, for-profit group that will aim to grow the game on a global scale. Emily Olson, NPR News.
This is NPR News. In a rare appearance by a British royal in a court of law, Prince Harry testified today that tabloid newspapers hacked his voicemail for years. NPR's Lauren Frere reports from London.
Prince Harry says he believes the phone hacking started when he was just a schoolboy at Eton and that it threatened his safety and damaged his relationships. In a rare political comment from any royal, he says the UK press and government have both hit rock bottom. The Duke of Sussex is one of several plaintiffs suing the publisher of the Daily Mirror for basing articles for decades on information that victims say was obtained unlawfully. The newspaper has apologized but denies breaking the law. This is the first royal testimony in more than a century, and it's expected to last into a second day Wednesday. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Ceremonies were held on the beaches of Normandy today to mark the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke at an American cemetery that overlooks Omaha Beach, home to the graves of more than 9,000 U.S. soldiers who died in the D-Day landings.
Today's rules-based international order is the legacy of those who won the bloodiest war in history.
The D-Day assault helped liberate France and Western Europe from Nazi control during World War II. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 10 points, the S&P also up 10. This is NPR News in Washington.